Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Anonymous.
Hi, Ben and Nathan. I wanted to forward this scary propaganda video that the YouTube algorithm suggested for me. We have a link here. We'll put that in the show notes. When I didn't know any better, this kind of video probably would have been compelling to me. Long story short, the poster is taking out $100,000 a year in student loans to attend the University of Miami School of Law. She, in the video, rants against the, quote, stigma of having student loan debt and claims that obtaining a full or almost full scholarship is unrealistic. Ben, did you watch any of this video?
I did. I watched about half of it. It's sad. It's like very misguided.
I could only make it like a minute or two into the video. I agree that it was sad. You know, this is a 1L who has already borrowed $100,000.
Yeah, it's like 60 grand for tuition and then another 40 for living. That's just the first year.
She's out there like holding herself up as some sort of an expert.
And also as being like honest and true and
right
transparent. And it's like, yeah, it was hard to listen to her comment about how, hey, I feel good about this situation. Look, I only live once. I mean, we can keep reading the email, but
Anonymous continues and says, I checked their 509 report, that is the University of Miami School of Law. Anonymous checked their 509 report and saw that 48% of their students are receiving half to full scholarships. Think about what this 1L is doing, Ben. I mean, maybe this 1L doesn't know that the 509 reports even exist, but she's out there to her 1,500 subscribers or whatever, making this big show of like, well, you shouldn't be talking about scholarships because it's really hard to get scholarships. And you shouldn't be stigmatizing student debt because, you know, I'm sure she even gives her own opinion as authority. She says, I just see no reason why I'm not going to have a totally successful legal career. It's like, yeah, okay, you're a 1L. You're going to a not great school of law. The outcomes at your school aren't that good. And you're going to graduate with the maximum debt from your school, then try to compete for the narrow range of decent jobs that come out of this school. I wish you the best of luck. I hope that she's successful. But her authority, like her opinion as a 1L, 1Ls don't know shit. Anyway.
Yeah, it's
Anonymous, who did the fact checking, looked at the 509 report. Again, this is American Bar Association 509 data that every law school is required to publish. And it says on the 509 report that 48% of the students at the school are receiving half to full scholarships. Another 16% are receiving something between zero and half scholarships. There are even 5 students who are getting more than full tuition scholarships. So getting a stipend to attend University of Miami School of Law. 64% in total receive some kind of grant from the school and therefore are not paying full price. I think that the poster is definitely paying full price. If you're borrowing $100,000 in 1 year, you're probably paying full price. Or maybe she got some terrible scammer.
Oh, she totally is.
$5,000 a year.
She's paying full price because tuition at Miami is $61,000.
Okay, so she's paying the full $61,000.
Plus $2,400 in fees.
Yeah. Holy shit. Oh my God. For Miami?
For Miami.
What's their rank?
Let me look real quick.
Ben will look that up. I'll continue reading the email. The poster notes most law students graduate with considerable law school debt, but I think it's because they don't know the game. Also, just because it's common doesn't make it smart. The poster encourages viewers to, quote, invest in themselves and, quote, not let money stand in the way of their dreams so they don't feel regretful on their deathbed. It's a pretty hardcore way to sell debt, says this poster. The pinned comment for the video might be even worse than the video itself. It states, in part, Quote, bro, for $200,000, you can be a lawyer and it's a career that makes millions. Doctors accrue the same debt and make bank too.
Wow.
There are some commenters keeping it real with her. So there is some hope, maybe not for her, but for the mission. Thanks again. Sincerely, Anonymous.
Miami is ranked 82. So it's right in the middle.
Right in the middle of what? I mean, yeah. It's not in the middle of like the of places where people go who make $100,000 or more per year.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the big law placement at Miami?
That's a really good question. Let's take a look.
We talked recently on the Thinking LSAT podcast about the bimodal distribution of law school salaries. We should talk about that again here. If we haven't talked about it on the Demon Daily, we really ought to. But there's a big divide, right? Half of lawyers make the most common number that lawyers actually make is something around like $65,000-$70,000 a year. Law school graduates who go into public service, law school, you know, if you go be a public defender, if you work in a prosecutor's office, if you work in a small firm, if you work in a mid-sized firm, most lawyers make less than six figures. Then a smaller segment make way, way more than that. If you go into big law, you make like $200,000 a year. When you blend all that together and you calculate the mean, the arithmetic mean, the average salary for lawyers is like $110,000. They're making bank. But most lawyers don't make bank. Very few lawyers make like double bank. And at the University of Miami School of Law, how many of those people go into big law?
25%.
25%.
Yes. And keep in mind that she's paying full tuition, and full tuition at University of Miami is made up of 36% of the class. So she's in the bottom 36,
right,
in terms of scholarship money, right, which is nothing. And she's right, hoping to perform to graduate in the top 25.
Right.
It's a huge difference.
Well, is that impossible? No. But it's like a 75-foot putt from the other side of the green. It's like you're not, like, in theory, it's possible. It's the Hail Mary from, you know, your own 25-yard line.
Yeah.
It's the three-quarter shot, last-minute heave, one-handed baseball-style throw. Like, yeah, it's theoretically possible. Yeah, some of those go in. Some of the people in her class are probably going to go into big law. Some of the people who paid full price in her class are probably going to go into big law.
Some.
Right. Is it going to be her? I would bet against it. Nothing against her. I would just bet against every single one of those people in the class.
To bet for her. Just
right.
Statistically. Yeah.
Right. It's what are the odds? So it's like, you know, and maybe she's Steph Curry, who's heaving that one-handed throw three quarters of the way down the court.
With three seconds. Yeah.
But right. With 3 seconds on the clock, she's going to catch it one-handed and also throw it one-handed as she's getting pushed out of bounds.
Yeah.
By some monster, right?
Just a fellow classmate, right? Who's like, I don't have debt that you do.
Who's there with a 173 LSAT and a 4.0 undergrad. Yeah. And that's why they're there paying nothing or even getting a stipend. So that person is there. That's like Wembanyama in the face. Do you know who Victor Wembanyama is?
No.
Okay. He's a San Antonio Spur. He's a rookie this year. He's not playing anymore because the Spurs were terrible and didn't make the playoffs. But this kid, Wembanyama, he's 7'4".
Oh my gosh.
He handles the ball like a point guard. He shoots like Steph Curry. He plays defense like fucking Inspector Gadget. I mean, like the arms like just reach out through the roof of the gym.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And so that's the guy who's there with the 173 LSAT and the 4.0 undergrad. And she's not. If she's paying that amount, she's there more with like, well, what's the median LSAT there?
Mm-hmm. 162. Yeah.
162. Okay. So she's there with a 159. And what's the median GPA?
3.72.
Okay. So she's got her 3.5 and her 159 and she was able to get into this school, but they charged her full price. And now she thinks that she's going to be the one to make this three-quarter court shot. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying it's like a 10-to-1 or like a 20-to-1 shot.
Mm-hmm. And there's $300,000 on the line.
Which is guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
She has to pay $300,000 to even take the shot.
To take the shot. And if you win, you're not paying off that $300,000 tomorrow. It's not like no. The win is like $1 million. The win is now you get the opportunity to work at a job that you may actually absolutely hate.
I'm not personally attacking this one person. I'm just saying that on average, the bet that she's making, you know, this investment that she's making in herself is a terrible investment.
Yeah.
And the thing is, there's other ways to do it. She could have, with that same 159 and 3.5 that we assume she has, if she's paying full price at Miami, she could have gone to some school that was ranked 120th in the country. She could have paid a much more reasonable price. She could have had exactly the same job prospects. But instead, for a couple more years, she's going to feel good about herself. She's going to pat herself on the back about what a great investment she's making.
I'm doing the I got the debt, and boy, but you know, I had to do the debt to pursue this path.
I had to. And meanwhile, the 509 report is sitting right there going like, no, you didn't have to. No, not when 48% of the students are paying less than half price to go there.
Yeah.
Apparently you didn't have to. Well, they didn't have to. You had to, because you didn't have the right LSAT. You didn't have the right GPA. You didn't do other things right in your application.
Well, what's even scarier is maybe she didn't have to, but she didn't know. So when they didn't offer her any scholarship money, she didn't turn around and ask for it because she didn't know she was worth it.
Most people don't. Yeah. I mean, this is all just a public service announcement, and it is in no way an attack on this one person. But I hate to break it to you. You just don't know the game. You're the sucker in this game. You sat down at the poker table and you looked around and you couldn't figure out who the sucker was. Well, but it's you. And it's just like, yeah, I hope it works out for her, but I don't, the odds are not in her favor. Sure. She borrowed a house to go get this piece of paper from University of Miami School of Law.
The sad thing about that analogy is that a house is returnable if you fail to make the payments on it.
And it keeps you out of the rain in the meantime. You could hold the padfolio that they're going to give you from the University of Miami. It's pleather. It's probably pretty good in the rain.
Yeah.
You could hold that over your head. But other than that, I mean, that's all you're getting. And, you know, like, yeah, it's going to certify you to sit the bar in the state of Florida. And, you know, you're probably going to come out and you're going to get some sort of pedestrian law job where you're going
to
make
$40,000 to $100,000 range, more likely 70.
Right. I was going to say $70,000 is the most likely amount of money that you're going to make, and you're going to owe 300 and something. Because the interest is going to be accruing.
Oh, man, so bad. So bad.
You paid $350 to make $70K. If all goes well.
If all goes well. I mean, 5 years from now in your job, you may be like, this is the last thing I thought I would be doing. And it's so miserable, but you cannot leave.
Or you might fail the bar. Pass the bar and not get a job.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many ways this can go wrong and very few ways that it can go right. I'm glad Anonymous sent this in. I'm glad we have made our counter argument. I hope that the original poster, if she sees it, doesn't take this personally. But she's out there giving advice in a realm where she's just not really qualified to give that advice.
Hey, so the past is the past. If this poster...
drop out of law school.
Here's this, episode. Is it drop out? If law is the dream, can she transfer and get a scholarship elsewhere? Too late.
Probably not. No, you don't get scholarships when you transfer. You get scholarships when they admit you, because they're giving you money to entice you to come to their school. If you're transferring, you know, they no longer get to report your LSAT and your GPA. So why would they give you a scholarship?
Yeah.
She could withdraw, retake the LSAT, reapply.
Mm. She has to tell everybody she's been admitted to a school before or attended a school.
It wasn't the right time for me. If she shows back up with 10 more LSAT points and reapplies, the schools are going to be like, I don't really give a shit.
Who well, it's totally different schools. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't the right time for you? Great. It's the right time for us to give you a scholarship based on your LSAT. So do you want it or not? I just don't think that that's really going to hold her back if she decides to take that road.
Yeah.
I don't think she ever would, though, because she seems very convinced that she's made a good decision.
Yep.
Hmm. Anything else?
No, thanks for writing in. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.